You're listening to Illinois Public Media. Find us online at willag.org. Let's check now the weather forecast with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
Weather conditions across most of the Midwest this week will likely be well mixed with rain and sunshine, with one exception, and that'll be in the western Corn Belt, where some rain of persistence is likely to occur, causing some flood potentials to rise as we go through the week. Now, already in the past week, we've seen significant precipitation occur in southwest portions of Iowa and some northeastern sections of Kansas, southeastern parts of Nebraska, northwestern Missouri. All of these areas are saturated and vulnerable to some flooding. The potential for more rain in this region is quite high as we go forward through the middle and latter parts of this week. Today and tomorrow might be a little bit drier biased. What's different, though, about this particular round of heavier rainfall is that it's not going to be confined to such a small region. It's going to impact many areas from Kansas and Nebraska through Iowa to Wisconsin. And so this small area in the southwest Corn Belt that's been too wet will obviously have some issues with flooding coming up this week, but there will also be a larger region of the western Corn Belt that may be vulnerable to flooding as well. We'll need to watch the situation fairly closely. For today and tomorrow, we're not expecting large amounts of rainfall to occur across these areas. In fact, a large part of the Midwest will see relatively typical weather for this time of the year, and that will be favorable as far as generating an environment that is wonderful for crop development. We will see some late season field work occur around the shower activity, but the precipitation today and tomorrow is just not going to be very well organized, and we'll see progress made. The temperature bias all this week is going to be warm. We expect to see daily highs run mostly in the upper 70s through the 80s across a big part of the Midwest. There will be a couple of cooler days that will occur when the rainfall is greatest, and that will probably be later in the week. We'll also see some temperature extremes getting up over 90 degrees in some areas west and south of the Missouri River, and also near the Ohio River as we get out towards the latter part of this week. The warmth will help to stimulate quick drying conditions, which raises an interesting question or concern for the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. Rainfall in some of those areas was not very significant as we got through the weekend. Ohio, southern Indiana, and parts of Kentucky were dry, and it looks like they'll have opportunity for some rain this week, but if that rain tends to be a little bit erratic and light, eventually the warm temperatures will likely create an environment where it's going to be difficult for a significant increase in soil moisture to occur, and we may have pockets of dryness to deal with there over a long-term period. We'll continue to watch that rather closely. Some of that dryness in the lower eastern Midwest will also extend down into parts of the southeastern states. However, those areas saw some timely rain last week, so the soil moisture profile is not a bad situation for most of that region. And for the most part, most of the Midwest is going to come through this period looking relatively good. We are concerned about the excess moisture in parts of the western Corn Belt, and we'll need to watch that rather closely. In the meantime, though, hard red winter wheat country will be vulnerable to some quality declines again across Nebraska, Kansas, and Colorado, where the greatest frequency of rain is expected. This will take place during the middle to latter part of this week and into the coming weekend, maybe into next week as well. All of this is going on while at the same time we've got drying conditions occurring in parts of Russia and in some areas in North China's plain, and we're also seeing dryness, of course, in India, and Australia needs rain as well, along with the Canadian prairie. So a large portion of the world is in need for precipitation right now, and the drier tendencies in all of these areas will be closely monitored. Maybe we'll see some timely rainfall in some of these areas, but for the most part, it looks like status quo conditions for the next 10 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated for his daily updates of the agricultural weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Now on this Monday morning, let's check the agricultural marketplace out of Bloomington, Illinois. We're joined by Midco's Aaron Curtis. Good morning to you, Aaron. At my home, we had 2.6 inches out of this last rainfall, but about 8/10 of it fell in 15 minutes. How about there in your area?
We had 3 to 3.5 inches here in Bloomington, Todd. You get down between here and Lincoln, there was some 5 to 7 inch totals. So there was a pretty good band across the central part of the state here that got some pretty heavy rain here. Most of that coming last night. So a lot of water setting. There's going to be some damage assessment here as farmers go out into the fields here to start the week. And we're seeing a little bit of a bounce in the market today twofold. First of all, some of the rain around is offering a little bit of support, especially in some areas like Kansas and Missouri, which are behind on bean planting. Kansas was just 21% planted last week. Missouri was at 23%. So those areas are going to be slow going here again today with some of those rains expected to move through some of those areas here as the week goes on. And, you know, we've really been tied closely to the dollar here lately, Todd. We did see the dollar rally there a little bit on Friday. That caused markets to set back to end the week. But the dollar's back lower here, so offering a little support today. So we're seeing some decent gains in beans and wheat, and that's also helping pull corn up a little bit here this morning, Todd.
Of course, a couple of notes. The crop progress report due out this afternoon will not show most of the rainfall over the weekend because it came later in the day on Sunday, and they're not likely to get those numbers in for that crop progress report. And then, of course, you have to look forward to the USDA WASD report that is due out Wednesday. What are your indications so far there?
Well, I think for the crop progress report, I think we're going to see beans planted just around that 80% mark, maybe just a touch north of there, 71% last week, expecting crop ratings to be very similar to last week. Like you said, some of this late rain is not going to be accounted for there, 74% last week on the good to excellent for corn, so expected that number to kind of hang right in there. As for the crop report, not a lot of changes expected in the June numbers. Average guess is expecting corn ending stocks for the new year, 15-16, to be maybe up just slightly. Bean ending stocks down slightly. Wouldn't expect a whole lot of change. It will give us a little something to talk about there, 11 o'clock on Wednesday, but probably quickly a shift to the weather if there's no big surprises, Todd.
Most of the traders have thought that the futures market felt heavy down at the bottom for both corn and soybeans. We saw a bit of a turnaround last week. Does the cash market reflect that as well?
We have seen some farmer movement last week, especially on corn. It's no secret that the farmers got a lot of old crop corn still to move here, Todd. We did start to see some stuff move after we bounced off this 350 area on July corn up to this 360 area. We did see some stuff move, and that has back bases off just a touch. No big changes, but it just felt a little bit weak last week when we did see some stuff start to move here. You know, time will tell here if we continue to see some producer movement, but I think, you know, a combination of producers kind of getting frustrated with the prices, you know, needing some money has encouraged a little bit of movement here today, so we'll see what happens as time goes on to see if we continue to see some of this old crop corn start to move a little bit.
Hey, thanks so much for the discussion, Aaron.
Yep, have a good day, Todd.
Aaron Curtis is from Midco. He's out of Bloomington, Illinois. He joins us here on willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.